Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Nico Shkreli. He is the founder of New York-based dating app Shivvy, which launched last month. Shivvy is a different kind of dating app for busy professionals who refuse to compromise on quality. Shivvy is also designed to help ensure your matches share your ambitions and values. And Nico, thanks for joining us here today.
No problem. Thank you, Eric, for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for your time. Looking forward to hearing from you briefly on Shivvy. So tell us, for starters, if you would, share with our listeners a little bit about your educational and business backgrounds before you got involved with Shivvy. Let's kick it off with that today.
Sure. So education-wise, I have a bachelor's in psychology, a master's in psychology, and then after that, I pursued a MBA. That's kind of where I am with my educational. My business experience is varied dramatically. My teenage years and my 20s were filled with every type of job you can imagine. I've sold real estate. I was a project manager in real estate development. At one time in my early 20s, I had a tea company that I had started, an entrepreneurial venture that was called TNT, that I divested profitably. After that, I got a little interested in tech, but I never really pursued it far enough. And then beyond that, I helped my family. My family owns a brick and mortar business in New York as well. And I helped them kind of launch their presence from their brick and mortar space to a national online presence as well. So that's kind of where I was business-wise before I started Shivvy.
Well, you've certainly gained some broad experience in several different industries. That's pretty awesome stuff right there. Tell me, what inspired you to actually develop the idea of Shivvy? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, it was kind of a natural progression of things. It started out really, I would say, maybe 2017, 2018, the idea a little bit forming, where I was in a relationship at the time, but I had a lot of family, friends, colleagues that were on dating apps. And, you know, I grew up in a time where we used to meet, I met people mostly out, you know, out and about, restaurants, bars, you name it, you know, different type of places. But I was very familiar with hearing about dating apps, and everyone had these terrible stories for me. And I was like, you know, it can't be that hard. It sounds like AOL, but for dating. And I grew up with the AOL phenomenon. So for me, it was just like, it can't be that difficult. But, you know, it's funny. Women and men had different pain points. Some were universal. And the more I heard about it, I kind of dismissed it, didn't think much of it. And then I remember watching like these docuseries. I think one was called Tinder Swindler. There was one on Hulu called Dating App Horror Stories. And then around the COVID time, my relationship, for whatever reason, didn't work out. And I ended up saying, you know, you couldn't go out to any of these public places anymore. So I was like, let me actually give one of these dating apps a shot. It ended up feeling like a lot of work. I started to understand the annoyances people were seeing on the dating apps. I couldn't help but notice that, like, so many incompatible matches. The matches I did find, I started seeing catfishing experiences, all types of, you know, a lot of bots on the apps. It was very easy for me to identify really quickly, which now has been validated on many different, news media outlets. But, you know, that kind of all those things together, and also me being part of that target audience demographic, helped me curate, you know, Shivvy, which, you know, we got the name Shivvy from chivalry. And I wanted to kind of make an app that was different than what was out there, you know, something that was designed for people that just, they held them, their own, they had high standards, high value system, and they were looking for something more serious, you know, a serious, meaningful, long-term relationship. And, you know, I tried to solve a lot of the nuanced problems I saw in the dating apps, from user experience to security, which is a really big differentiator that we currently have. Selectivity as well, without being too exclusive. And also, you know, how do we actually bridge that gap from people meeting on a digital interface to meeting in person, right? Because that's the ultimate goal at the end of the day. You know, we don't want to have a virtual relationship forever with someone. We want to actually bridge that gap so you can make those in-person connections. And that's kind of where Shivvy was born. You know, it took a while as a non-technical founder, but I like a challenge. I'm a natural born problem solver. And, you know, with time, everything kind of, time and perseverance, we were able to get it done. And now we're on the App Store.
Well, well done right there. There's a lot to learn from. You came up with an idea. Well, actually, you saw the need. Then you came up with the idea to solve the need. and you made it happen. That's quite inspiring for sure. What makes Chivy different than, say, the other dating apps in the market? Hit on some of the differentiators there.
Sure. So on the security side, so pretty much the way I went about it from the beginning was I actually listed out all the problems I could find with other apps and then try to solve all of them. Some of them are not dramatic differentiators. They're much more of just a better user experience. So I won't go into detail about those, but users will find it when they go on the app. But for the biggest one is our security, right? So one of the things we have on our onboarding experience is users will input an emergency contact or two, if they would like, on a feature, a unique feature called Chivy Safe Date. And the way it works is this. You put in your emergency contact information, their phone number, and right before you go on a date, let's say you live in New York City, most people are probably within 20 minutes of an Uber ride or cab ride or bus subway to get to their date location. You toggle, I'm on a date. Within 20 minutes, you get an interactive SMS that says something like, I'll give an example for, let's say, a woman's name was Jenna. It'll say something like, hey, Jenna, this is Chivy. We just want to check up on you. Please respond back with a numerical prompt that matches your situation. If you text back one, we'll leave you alone. I hope everything's fine. Have a great date. Text back two, we alert your emergency contact, your location. We share your location and alert them to reach out to you. You text back three, the Uber app pops up to schedule you a ride home. So that's one of the really neat features that we have. The other one is we take security serious as well to avoid catfishing and bots. And the way we go about that is we do an identity document verification and a biometric liveness scan. So the identity document verification is pretty self-explanatory. Within seconds, we're able to take most forms of ID. We can scan it, and we'll know right away, is this a legitimate ID? On top of that, we'll do a biometric liveness scan, which takes three different scans. It takes one straightforward within seconds, one you looking to the left, one of you looking to the right. And then we can tell if you're a real person or AI-generated person. And then we can compare and analyze it to your ID to make sure you really are that person based on biometric markers. So that's the second like form of security, just to make sure everyone on our app is actually really that person and we avoid bad actors, bots, and catfishing. On top of that, we have one other feature where let's say, because the other users aren't going to see those features. That's just for us to make sure users are who they are. The other problem that happens a lot with users is people upload photos from either 20 years ago, their prime time, or you know, it could be edited, photoshopped, you know, professional photos that maybe don't look exactly the way the user looks. So one of the profile photos our users are required to take is a mandatory Photoshop proof selfie. And the reason we do that is we're trying to help people find someone they really, you know, are looking to spend to find like a life partner, someone to maybe start a family with, someone looking to start a serious, meaningful, long-term relationship. And we think at Chivy that your photos should really resemble what you look like. It doesn't mean you don't have to, you know, take in your worst light. It could be right before you go out or whatever the case may be. But one of your photos should not be uploaded. It should be directly taken from the take photo function on your camera. And that way, you know, at least if you have, let's say if your four other profile photos are all edited, photoshopped, one of them will be exactly the way you look. And I feel like that's also a safety function to make sure people know what their date's going to look like before they meet up with them. But that's on the security side. The selectivity side is we're branded for professionals with aligned values seeking long-term meaningful relationships. We have a premium subscription as well. And at the moment, we are exclusively for New York City singles, which helps us keep that kind of hyper-niche movement going while we build our brand. On top of that, and I apologize, Eric, I don't mean to rant, but I just wanted to give you the information. On top of that, we do in-person events, which is very unique to our app. So our users get exclusive invitations to singles events that go on monthly. And this helps in many ways. I mean, in one way, you could meet someone you meet on the app at one of our Chivy events. So this way, you don't have to meet at a different place. You'll be meeting someone in a location that is already, you know, being hosted by Chivy. The other thing is it's improving because you could meet someone, a match in person, you know, as opposed to even finding them on the app. And the cool thing about that is, you know, most people, when they're single, they probably go to a bar and they want to figure out who's single, who's not, who to approach, who not to. With our events, at least everyone there is going to be single and they're on our app already. So these people are already looking for what you're looking for. So it's kind of increasing the odds of success, I believe, for all of our users. And we saw that actually with one of our first events. We saw a few people look like they hit it off. So you know, it'll be interesting to see once as our user base grows and how these events work, but it looks like at least anecdotally at the moment, it looks like it's going to be a really big hit.
It certainly sounds like it, and especially the live event aspect. That is a huge bonus right there. Certainly like what I've heard so far. We're speaking with Nico Shkreli. He is the founder of New York-based dating app Shivy, a different kind of dating app for business professionals who refuse to compromise on quality. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I'd be curious, do you have any tips for young entrepreneurs that have an idea or a concept? Talk to those listeners out there that fall into that category.
Yeah. If I had to give them a tip, I would just say go for it. You know, I think everyone will tell you no. Everyone will say it's impossible. Everyone will impose their own doubts. But if you believe you can really do it, you know, it's all you need. You know, that plus capital and a competent team. But I honestly think, you know, with the right perseverance and self-belief, I mean, you can do anything. I mean, I'm a non-technical founder, which I'm sure you're familiar with in the startup world is usually a big no-no. It's not always the case, but 99.9% of the time it is, and people won't give you a chance. We were able to raise pre-seed capital just on a concept alone. So, you know, there will always be people that will say no, I think, but regardless of it, if you just keep going at it, I think perseverance wins most of the time.
Great sound advice. We appreciate that. And before we conclude, any last parting words or advice for the remainder of the listening audience out there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, in my experience, and I'm sure this is with other startups as well, it's funny, you know, when I first got into this, I just thought of building the product, building the brand, building the team, and how to scale it, and how do we go forward. But I think the funny thing that people never really realize all the time is when you do a startup, it's kind of just like you have to have a knack for problem solving. So if anyone's out there that they realize they have a knack for problem solving, regardless of the field or what exactly the specific item is or task, I think that translates the most, believe it or not, to startup success. Just because at the end of the day, startups are just ongoing an onslaught of problems every day, and if you enjoy solving problems, you'll be, I think, doing very well with that kind of task.
Nico, once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. And if listeners wanted to download the app and or to get more information on Shivy, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, sure. So if you could download the app right now, as long as you're in the United States. But initially, right now, at the moment, we are only available for New York City residents. We will be expanding to the surrounding areas, Westchester, Greater Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, probably within the next 2 to 3 months. And then we're hoping by the end of the year, we will be expanding to Los Angeles and Miami-Dade County. So, but at the moment, we also have an Instagram page that we will have a lot of updates. Our Instagram handle tag is @getchivy, GetChivy. And yeah, I mean, I would love to also share, you know, different updates with you whenever I get a chance as well, if you don't mind.
Again, listeners, for further information and updates, visit GetChivy.com and on Instagram, also GetChivy. Mr. Shkreli, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, thank you again. Pleasure being on.
Hey, the pleasure was all ours. We've been speaking with Nico Shkreli. He is the founder of the New York-based dating app Shivy, which launched last month. And for further information and to download the app, visit GetShivy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.